Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. We'll get back to Dr. Richard London and our conversation in just a moment. Right now, it is time to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor here on the program, about what we can look forward to in the coming days and weeks. And I've heard some vile, vicious, just outright repugnant and repulsive rumors. And I'm going to over-exaggerate here, Beth.
Right.
And then you talk us back down about about people, especially in astrology, not you, but others, and other areas of metaphysics who say, the end of the world is coming.
Oh, right. Or at least World War III.
Or
honestly,
at least.
Since the beginning of April, actually some of it started in March, I'm getting at least three inquiries a week or reposts, where someone is sharing with me something that some other astrologer or metaphysician has been saying about the transits in April and talking about how it's certain doom, it's World War III, it's going to be awful, you know, hide the women and children, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it just makes me so sad because every transit, every sign, every planet, every grouping of planets and signs and configurations has a higher octave and a lower octave, a high possibility and a low possibility. And you can make good things out of these more complicated transits. It doesn't automatically have to be bad. It is what you make of it. And for people who are more inclined to victim or be in a victim place,
yeah,
then they're going to go there.
Yeah.
And my job is to help people not go there. Yeah. My job is to help them remember who they are and remember the possibilities
and
stay in hope and intention. What is it you want to manifest right now,
right,
and how do you do that?
That's an even better suggestion than
yeah.
mine, and that is remembering that, well, things just, they always come in cycles, or making lemonade out of lemons.
Out of lemons.
I like yours so much better.
Oh, good. Good.
Because it's a different perspective is what it is.
Because
the others are still in the same mental state going, okay, this will soon pass and it'll be over and I'll be fine. It's like, no, try to be the observer and really glean from it. I have to tell you this is still ongoing for us. We're still doing the basic, I'll call it spring cleaning, that we started back last year and continuing to hone down and hone down and hone down stuff and really decide, is this something we really need to keep? And then when making purchases, doing the same kind of thing. And maybe even, could I get one that doesn't come with a box and a bunch of styrofoam, please? You know, because, it pains me to take giant garbage bag after giant garbage bag to the garbage buckets, to be picked up and add that to the landfills, just trying to find
right.
a way to make life more sustainable.
For people who are working in that realm, that is, again, an awesome thing to be doing, and it's very, very helpful. A lot of the things that I'm doing now with people, there's two levels to it. For people who are more on the beginning end, it's more about just staying calm and present and not afraid. Stay in your faith. Use your faith, and don't let the noise of the outside world, the talking heads on the television or the talking heads in the blogosphere, whether they're metaphysicians or spiritual people or newscasters, don't believe the hype. You know, don't get sucked into the fear. For beginners, it's about don't be in the fear of it. But for the more advanced souls, it's more about, remember how contagious energy is. And when you're around a lot of fearful people, your staying in that place of positivity can lift them up and can lighten the energy in the room, can lighten the mood of the people around you. You know, energy is contagious. One really fearful person can set off like the riots they had it in Isla Vista a while back, the Deltopia. It just takes one or two people who freak out, and then the next thing you know, you've got helicopters and police and riot gear, and it doesn't have to go there. If you can stay calm, and not only calm, but clear in your intention, I do not want this to escalate in an ugly way, and I'm going to make sure it doesn't. That's where people, you know, the more advanced souls, the people who are further along in the process, that's where you stand. I'm not going to allow this to get ugly.
And I know that there would be those of us who would say, well, gee, I just wish this stuff wouldn't happen at all. But, you know, the reality is that there are folks who just feel compelled to behave in a certain way. But that doesn't mean that we have to add. It goes back to the whole business that, you know, the analogy of, for example, the biblical phrase, resist not evil. And I use the analogy of the brick wall, which is more prudent and useful of your energies, pushing against the wall to try to knock it down, working your way to go over, under, around, or walking, turning your back on it and using your energies for what it is that you want to accomplish.
Exactly. And this is one of the hardest things for people who were victimized as small children to get to.
Yeah.
You know, when you're victimized as a young person and you can't control your externals, if that part of you doesn't get attended to,
yeah,
and healed, if you don't work through that and get to a better place, you spend your entire adult life trying to control the externals.
Yeah.
And that's an exercise in futility.
Yeah. And so, I can speak from firsthand experience.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah. I teach this because it's my story,
that's
man.
Right.
And we work on it, you know, we work on it together.
And speaking of stories, we can find out more about your story, or you can find out about people's stories by having them get in touch with you by calling 963-0842, going to the new and improved Beth McDonald Consulting.com or on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. You're also on LinkedIn. Beth, thanks so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.